Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, my name is Justin Hamilton. Welcome to Big Squid. On today's Chitter Chatter episode, Bryden Coverdale returns to talk to me about the amazing life of Eileen Ash. Start your week with some Chitter Chatter. The last time my guest was on the podcast, he was explaining about a small village that is divided between two countries. We put up the map, people have been fascinated by it, and we've brought him back this week to blow our minds again. It's Bryden Coverdale. How are you today?
Yeah, pretty good, Justin. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. What do you have for us this morning?
Well, today I just wanted to talk about and, you know, pay tribute to one of my favorite people. So, like, I am a cricket, you know, Nuffy. I used to be a cricket writer, a big fan of the sport. I'm also, like, fascinated with longevity and, yeah, you know, people who have had really incredible lifespans. And so about 6 or so years ago, I found out that the oldest living cricketer at the time, the oldest living test cricketer, was a woman called Eileen Ash, a female test cricketer who, back when I first read about her, I think she was 105 years old.
What?
So here's the thing. She made her cricket debut for England in the 1930s.
Right.
Worked in the civil service and worked for MI6 during World War II. Lived a long life. Well past 100, she was still driving her yellow mini car around England. Repassed her driving test over 100 years of age as well. Like, you know, as part of a British reality TV show.
Right.
She was doing yoga every week, well and truly at 105, 106, 107, that sort of age. To celebrate her 106th birthday, she went for a flight in a Tiger Moth aeroplane. When she was 107, there was a sports hall that was opened and named after her in her hometown in Norfolk or somewhere like that, I think. And there's footage of her on the local news. She's like, shooting basketball hoops and stuff at this opening. She's 107 years old at that point.
Wow.
There's a great video of, I can't remember how old she was at the time, at least 105, possibly more, of her with the then England women's cricket captain, Heather Knight, sort of, just having a chat and being interviewed and stuff. And they're doing yoga together. And like Eileen is doing these yoga moves that like Heather Knight, the current England captain, is just like clearly struggling with. and then they're playing pool together. And this is just someone who you wouldn't think was any more than maybe 80 years old, just to look at her. She finally did pass away a couple of, just late 2021 at the age of 110.
Wow.
But I just love this sort of, just this idea that someone has had such a long life. She was born, pre-World War I, just lived through so much. Like I said, worked for MI6 during World War II. But then, way into the 21st century was just doing all this amazing stuff as well. And, it was an England Test cricketer on top of that. It's just the sort of thing that fascinates me. The sort of person who I like to sort of share her story when I can. Every year when her birthday would come around, I was like, what's she going to be up to this year? She's going to be doing something else amazing. So, just someone who I think, her story deserves to be shared.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? Because, sometimes you talk to people who are, like younger than both of us and they're already jaded. And it's like,
absolutely.
You're 26.
Yeah.
Like everything's okay.
You can pick things up
and here's this woman doing all this incredible stuff. And, it's insane when, the age is, it's almost too big to wrap your head around. Yeah, so then when really you say something like, she was there before World War One, you go, what?
Yeah. Exactly. Born in 1911.
Right.
And often when you sort of see, these sort of world's oldest people and that sort of thing, they're quite, they're sort of not with it. And, but with Eileen, there was one interview with, her local news, can't remember which birthday, but probably 106 or something like that, where she's just saying, I put it all down to my, a couple of glasses of red wine at night and doing yoga every week. And, when do you think I'll start feeling old, do you think? Possibly when I'm 200? Like, she's just being such a sort of almost a bit of a smart aleck about it. Like, she's just clearly having fun with the fact that she's just, lived this extraordinary life. I think the attitude, as much as anything, is just the most... the most remarkable thing, because to be that age, you think of the amount of people who you would have seen, come and go in your life.
Yeah.
To still have that incredibly positive attitude at that age and still be like really living your life to the absolute full. It's pretty inspiring, I think.
Maybe that's the secret to a long life, is a couple of glasses of red wine, yoga, and keep the sass.
Yeah,
keep being sassy.
she definitely had that, no question. And I do wonder. I don't really know, but she eventually sort of died, a couple of years into COVID. And I just wonder whether maybe everything kind of shutting down for a bit. It was like all of a sudden she maybe couldn't do some of the things that she'd been doing, and maybe that was in a way what was keeping her going.
Yeah, keeping active, keeping on, engaging with people, But it's incredible to think, she was there, born before World War One, worked during World War Two. She would have seen the advent of ATMs. She would have seen TVs appear, yep. go from black and white to colour yep. to big boxes to thin screens. She would have seen, you know, you can touch glass to be able to talk to someone overseas. Like, oh, it's
absolutely
incredible.
I know. There's oh, look, there's just sometimes when there's these really, really, really old people, it just does blow your mind. But there was another woman, what was her name? Bobby Hayne Miller, I think was her name. So she, I can't remember how long ago she died, sort of maybe 6 or 7 years ago, but she was way into her hundreds as well. And she'd won, I think, like the Wimbledon doubles, you know, women's championship in the 1920s.
Right.
And just kind of go, what? Hang on, the 1920s. Most people I know who are born in the 1920s are old now, but you were winning Wimbledon in the 1920s? And
yes.
Like, so yeah. I just find this stuff absolutely fascinating.
Imagine her at the tennis, you know, like 10 years ago watching Hawkeye.
Yeah, that's right.
Tell you when the ball's out. And back then, you know, it was like if you didn't see some chalk explode off the side of the grass, then it was obviously out.
That's right, yeah. I'm guessing it was a pretty different game back then.
Yeah, I reckon. So that's great. Eileen Ash, the oldest living cricketer. That's fantastic. Thank you so much for that, Bryden. People can find your book at the bookstores. They can also download it online, and people can find you on the socials.
Yep. Twitter and Instagram. You can find me there. If you want any, daily quizzes, I'm doing those on Instagram. You can come and have a crack and answer my questions. And, find the book online or wherever.
Yep. Especially if you're thinking of entering any of these quizzes, you know, a friend of mine entered Mastermind recently and said he went pretty well, but came up against someone who was lights out. So, you know, if you're thinking about entering, maybe these daily quizzes are a good idea. So, all right. Thank you very much, Bryden.
Thanks, Jason.
Another great topic from Bryden, and thanks to him as always. I love having him on. And he has more stories like this in his book, The Quizmasters, which is a great read. It's definitely worth checking out and makes a great present for anyone of any age. If they're into the world of quizzes, which is a pretty fascinating world, they'll be right into it. But also if they just kind of enjoy random trivia, it also works that way as well. A quick reminder, if you're in Melbourne, my solo show Little Victories is on tonight at the Melbourne Town Hall. That's right, April 17, if you're listening to this later and thinking, great, I can't wait to check it out, and you realise it's now April 18. No, it's April 17 at 7:45 p.m. If booking your tickets online, remember to use the promo code PODCAST to get yourself a Big Squid discount. Thanks for joining me today, and I look forward to your company again soon. Until then.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.